This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Tift Merritt is throwing a party tomorrow night at the North Carolina Museum of Art, and everyone's invited. The event includes MC Taylor of His Golden Messenger, Eric Slick of Dr. Dog, and someone who calls himself the Suitcase Junket. Tift is here to explain. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So you moved back to your hometown of Raleigh to reconnect with friends and family as you became a mom.
Yes.
And now it looks like you're ready for a bit of a celebration.
I am.
Well, explain it to me. What's behind tomorrow's event?
You know, in part, this is the 20th anniversary of the North Carolina Museum of Art having music. And what I wanted to do was, in part, say thank you to my hometown and get all of my friends and loved ones together. But I also wanted to bring some of my favorite things that I discovered in my travels. We've got some wonderful food, and we are going to have a beautiful commissary store with Raleigh denim and oak moss attic and Raleigh vintage. And most of all, we're going to have this wonderful combination of musicians, and we're going to celebrate and make a great noise and sing each other's songs and have a great time.
So how'd you decide on that cast of characters? It's a pretty varied bunch.
You know, MC Taylor took me under his wing, he and his family, when I moved back here, and they took me on tour with my daughter Jean, and so that was really the first person I thought of. Alexandra Sazer-Monig has such a special voice. She's a part of a group called Mountain Man with Amelia from Sylvanesso, but she is also a beautiful singer in her own right. Suitcase Junket, he plays found instruments and makes all sorts of sounds. And I'm going to have Matt McCaughan and Jay Brown as the rhythm section. I, of course, can't have a Tift Merritt and Friends event without dear Jay Brown.
Exactly.
And Eric Slick from Dr. Dog is just an amazing character that I've been so fortunate to meet.
Getting them all together, that has the potential to be magic. I mean, that's when something really creative and special can happen, and the audience can be a part of that. And I mean, this is not a standard concert.
No, it isn't a standard concert. And I don't know that going out every night and playing the same album over and over and over and over again until you can't see straight, I don't know that that's real creativity. And I really am excited by playing with such amazing players and making room for those surprises.
I know that you're writing for the Oxford American
now,
and I've seen some great reaction to that. And it's about being on tour with your baby.
It's about being on tour with my baby and sort of the foibles that I encounter. You know, in a lot of ways, it's a lot of the same problems that any working mother encounters. And I think it's the dilemma that any writer or songwriter has is like, do people really want to know this stupid stuff that I'm going through? And I think you really have to take that leap when you're making work that, you know what, I'm trying to sort this out, and I'm just going to sort it out for myself right here on this page. And if it means anything to anybody else, okay. But it's really helped me keep my finger on the pulse of exactly what motherhood means to me.
Stitch of the World is the latest record from Tift Merritt. The Raleigh native is playing at the North Carolina Museum of Art tomorrow night. Tonight at 6, Tift and I will be spinning some records over on WUNCmusic.org and at 91.5 HD2. I'm looking forward to that, Tift.
Me too.
Thanks for coming by.
Pleasure, always. Love my mouth and he love my hips. Peace of my mind make no difference here.